Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hey, we are live. It is Thursday. It's another Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment. We're so glad that you're here. I'm Jolene McNutt. I'm the new Sixth Correspondent here at Army Wife Network. I feel so fortunate to dig into the news on a regular weekly basis. I'm always trying to find some new information to share with you. And today we're going to be talking in our military empowerment moment. We're going to talk about seasons of military life. Before we get started, I want to share with you, though, this empowerment moment is brought to you by our Army Wife Talk Radio show sponsor, Funk Away. I'm going to show you right here. It is magic. This line of extreme odor eliminators is tough and to remove the most heavy duty odors. Check out their powerful sprays for shoes and gear, maximum strength laundry booster for uniforms, and supercharged beads to keep rooms smelling clean. You can learn more about their extreme odor eliminators by visiting funkaway.com. I have a true story about Funkaway very recently, as last night. We had some guests staying overnight who were passing through, some family friends, and here we're all sitting in the living room. I was in our recliner, and my feet smell so bad. I was so embarrassed. I'm like, I hope no one else can smell my feet. I mean, this is going on for like at least an hour last night. And I'm like, gosh, we live in North Carolina. It's a little humid and a little sticky. Yeah, my feet sometimes smell. I can admit that. Seriously, though, I was like, this is horrible. So at the end of the night, I put the recliner down, and as I'm putting it down, you know, I'm looking at the floor, and I realize my son's shoes are right below me. They smelled so bad that I could smell them in the recliner. It was not my feet. So, Funk Away to the rescue. I'm not even kidding you. I can smell them now. I could smell them in the recliner last night. They smell awesome. So, seriously, if you need some odor eliminator, Funk Away's your jam. I'm telling you, get with it. You can get it at like the commissary even. It's everywhere. Okay, so let's talk seasons of mill spouse life. I spent my days growing up in southeastern Wisconsin. We had 5 acres, and I tromped around those acres in our backyard. My summers, I was outside all day long, usually barefoot. We had a lowland in the back that I called the swamp. I caught tadpoles there. I collected water samples that I like explored under my microscope. One year we had like a crazy amount of rain and the overflow from our neighbor's pond. So I caught fish in our little swamp. We had a tree line on the edge of our property. And in fall, we had all these sumac kind of brush and it turned fiery red in autumn. My dad built me a fort in that tree line and myself up into the fort after school in the fall, do my homework, lay back and read, and then watch the leaves fall. It's such an idyllic way to experience change in our life. In the winter, I ice skated on our little swamp. We took our sleds down our ditches, and when we got tired of tromping up and down through the snow, my sisters and I, we would flop back into the snow and stare up at the blue sky, and it was crisp, and we would breathe in this cool needle-like air, and then we would exhale and watch the puff of warm air come out. I mean, truly, growing up in southeastern Wisconsin was a dream. I really had a beautiful outdoor childhood. But I have to tell you, winter is hard on me, even as a kid. And when spring would come, spring, it was my favorite. After these long, dark, cold days, I just waited and watched because our winters were long. I watched for the green buds to appear on the trees and the snow would finally melt away and the grass would turn from brown to green. Sometimes it felt like overnight. But the best in spring was when we would drive down we had kind of a windy country road with these hills, and it never failed. We would have the spring rain that would blow through, a storm that would blow through. And the sun then would come peek out from behind us. And as we drove west on our road, down our road to get to our house, the pavement would glisten with the fresh water and the air just smelled warm and fresh. And it was like a kaleidoscope. of green new growth that would, and green of every color you could imagine, would pop out from the dark clouds in the west. And it just inspired me. It filled me with this life and new energy, and reminded me that spring, you know, it has this, it's not just this once in a lifetime chance. You know, we don't just have spring once in our life. I was so fortunate that this experience happened multiple times throughout my, you know, throughout my life. And that hope, it just gave me hope. It kind of tucked away with me, and it's something that I carry. It's really a gift that I carry with me into Mills Falls life, to that reminder of beauty and hope in spring. Okay, so here's my question for you. Now that I told you about growing up in Wisconsin, how does that translate to anything in life, really? I mean, great, I had a beautiful childhood. Awesome, right? I feel super lucky for that. But my question for you is, how do we deal with these seasons of military spouse life when things can come up sunny and warm, filled with picnics and packed schedules and just beautiful things in life? How do you handle life and the people that surround you during those times? And your dreams are coming true, right? But then things change. Life is all about change. Military life, we know that. We're familiar with that. And so when things are throwing you off your game, when change is occurring, you know, especially fall, we're in fall now, and things die. It seems like they die with the change. And then it turns into these cold, dreary, cold spots in life. And we all go through these ups and downs, these cyclical, seasonal changes. And I'm kind of curious, I would love to know if you have something to share, definitely chime in. Oh, I'm going to say your name, Shantira. You're in Alaska. Oh, I can't imagine that you have no summer. So I'm sending you some warmth from North Carolina. It's shifting it your way, girl. I feel for you. So, you know, those cold winters, years in Alaska, I think are probably long. And in life, we have those long, cold winters. And I'd love to hear how you handle it. Today, we're going to hopefully empower you with some little nuggets and little truths to help you through those different seasons, especially the difficult ones. If you happen to find yourself in a season of summer, when sunshine is lasting for days and your schedule is packed with great, great things of life, I don't know what that looks like you. Maybe it's your career is going beautifully, it's blooming, and you're settled into your current duty station, and you have a friend that you can have a play date with or meet up for coffee. I think in those times, it's also our job as military spouses, at least for me, to look for those other military spouses who may not be in those summers, who maybe are in a season of change. And so I would just encourage you to keep your eyes peeled for those new spouses. Maybe there's someone who moved in down the street. I always watch a Bible study for that new face. When I notice a new face that skirts in right at the beginning of class and then leaves right after, because those little cliques are usually comfortably formed. Maybe, you know, those times are the times where I try to grab that spouse and say, hey, do you want to meet for coffee next week after Bible studying, you know, or would you like to come to a play date? We have a play date later this week with our neighbors. Would you like to join in? And so I always try to look for those times to encourage others and meet with them especially when it's when things are easy for me and it feels like summer. Then you have, you know, the season of fall, the season of change, things falling away from those warm, sunny days. And PCSs are, to me, like notorious. That is a fall sin for me. You feel out of sorts. You know what's on the horizon and coming. So you're looking ahead to the change and the seasonal, maybe sometimes even emptiness that you see ahead, or sometimes even just those deployments and TDYs, or maybe something in your own life, maybe a career path has closed and you just feel that change. You know, it can be unsettling. Change can really shake you to your core. Even positive change can be terrifying. And sometimes it's scary enough to persuade you to choose the safe route and to dig in and to stay put. Richard Rohr, I love this quote from him. He's a Franciscan priest. And in his book, Falling Upward, A Spirituality for the Two Halves of Life, he says, setting out is always a leap of faith, a risk in the deepest sense of the term. The familiar and the habitual are so falsely reassuring. Most of us make our homes there permanently. And I am one of those people. I do not like change. I do not like adjusting. It's hard for me. But he's so right, right? If we stay in the comfortable, we can stay there and we can never move forward in our life. And that's a risky spot, maybe even riskier than jumping into that change. And so I would encourage you to embrace some change in your life. Don't dig into your roots into a season that is passing or that has passed. And for goodness sake, I beg you, please do not allow your memories of a past place, especially with us as military spouses, to prevent you from moving into a new season, moving into a new place where you're at. Whether it's memories of an old job, memories of an old location, don't plant those roots so deeply in the past that you cannot enjoy what's right in front of you. I'm going to tell you, be very brutally honest with this one. I mean, I already shared with you that my feet might stink. So I really struggle with this one personally. I really miss my old neighborhood. And sometimes I let myself wish I was back there. And it is a really dangerous path to go down. It can lead to discontentment and missing out on what you do have in your life right now. It also can lead to stinky attitudes that get you into a funk. And yes, I'm plugging Funk Away again because I love it. Funk Away might be good at getting rid of smells, but it is not good at getting rid of a stinky attitude. I think sometimes when I get in that rut, I try to remind myself that change can be good and I want to watch and look for that good fruit. So change can produce super good fruit in your life if you're willing to allow it. I already told you I'm resistant a little bit to change, even change that I desire. I was so thrilled to move here, to North Carolina. I was really excited, but it was really hard. It was still tough, even though I wanted to do it. So lean into that change. And then as you're leaning into that change, I'm going to give you a couple tips as we get a little further in here. Hang on to a few things that do keep you steady. Maybe it's a few of those friendships from the past that you've really come to depend on. It's okay to connect and maintain those relationships. Just don't let them prevent you from creating new relationships in your future. Sometimes it's a daily ritual, a quiet time, a Bible study, a workout. Keeping those few familiar things when everything else seems to be shifting, it can help ground you even as the rest of the world just seems to swirl around, right? Sometimes I just feel like everything is spinning. So as you change those things in life, you can embrace it. And a few ways to embrace it are to break it up. Don't look at the change full on. It could mean that it overwhelms or paralyzes you. Sometimes I just feel like there's so much happening, I don't know what to do next. Here we go. Let's just take it one step at a time. You don't generally need to address everything at once. So make a plan and prioritize. Do some research if you want. You can, if you're moving, make a list of things that you're looking forward to at your next duty station or things that's coming up next. The other thing I like to do when we moved here, I signed my son up for basketball, just little basketball stuff. And I have to tell you, it started a week after we came. We even missed the little tryout session that, helped divide up the teams, but because we weren't here yet. And I have to tell you, when we moved here, it was so good to feel, it felt like it grounded us. It gave us something on our calendar to look forward to. It felt familiar. We'd done sport activities in the past, right? And so this was something familiar in a new place. And it really helped us just grab onto something and just ease into the transition here. It's also okay to be kind and patient with yourself. Change is a process. The leaves on our trees don't change from green to jewels and then fall off overnight. It doesn't happen in a 24-hour period. And so I think in our time of life where things happen so rapidly, sometimes we forget that change is a process. It takes time. And it's okay to just be slow and steady through it. So sometimes too, you need to reach out for support. I have a dear friend who recently offered some coaching and guidance in my life, and I truly was reluctant to accept it because I didn't want to be a burden to her with my stuff. She's got enough going on in her life. I didn't really want it. I didn't want to be a bother, but she encouraged me, and now she's come alongside me so graciously, and she's given me some warmth and hope as I see things in my current life beginning to change on the horizon. I see some new career transition coming at me, right? And it's a little terrifying because I'm afraid of change, but she has been so gracious and so helpful. And so reach out to a friend, reach out to a mentor, reach out to someone, and be willing to accept that help, because sometimes you do need someone to come alongside you. We love that battle buddy mentality for our military spouses, right? So why not in our life too? We need our battle buddies. We need our people to come alongside us and give us a hand, and vice versa. When you have the opportunity to go along someone else, I just encourage you to just push a little, because some of us are a little reluctant to accept that sometimes. Okay, let's switch gears and talk a little bit about winter, because winter is a hard season. I suffer from seasonal affective disorder. I use a light starting now. It's fall and I have already started using my light 45 minutes in the morning. It's a super bright light I just sit in front of and do all my morning work, because it honestly changes my mood. It gives me more energy and it gives me hope. And so sometimes in seasons of winter of life, when things feel cold and alone and hard, it's those times that I cling to that hope that this isn't forever. Our lives change and things happen. Maybe it's a duty station that's not seeming to fit right. That's okay. It's okay to do your best with what you have. And to just remember that you're not alone in this. In military spouse life, it's so important that we do this together. It's so important that we move together and you're not alone. You might feel a little empty, frozen, laid bare like the trees without their leaves. But even then, the trees are still alive. They're just resting. And so maybe you've landed into this winter season of your life to give you some rest. If you need some ideas on how to rest, because I know resting is hard for people, especially in our world, in our culture. We're going to post a little list here of 17 ideas on how to rest, relax, and recharge. I love this list. Tuck it away for when those days when you're like, I know I need some rest. I don't know what I'm doing. I love number 9 for me. It is crucial. I need to take a break from people. I'm an introvert. I need that break time. Sometimes I need silence and sometimes I just need to spend that time with God. And so I love number 9 on that list, but that list has like a really good resource to like tuck away and pull out when you're like, I just need a break and just need something to help recharge me. It's a fantastic quick idea, some of them. If you need more help learning to rest, I highly encourage this book called True You. It's by Michelle DeRosha. She's done some research on resting. And within that book, she talks about starting small. So you can start small with a resting. She talks about literally sitting. She started out sitting on a park bench for 5 minutes a day and just being in quiet and stillness. And that is so important for our bodies. It helps our minds and bodies process. It helps lower the stress hormones in our body. Resting is crucial for our health. And so if you don't know how to rest or you need someone to really walk you through, this is a great book to teach you how to be still. And so she says, start small and then pick a comfortable, accessible spot away from distractions. For me right now in this season of my life, we have virtual school every day. It's challenging for me to find a spot quiet that's away. But I just go on my back porch. I'm on my back porch right now. I go and sit on my back porch. And then I set a timer because I don't want to be looking at my phone. I don't want to be looking at my watch. And so when I set a timer, it gives me a chance to just sit and be. And sometimes I have 5 minutes, and sometimes that 5 minutes makes me a new person. Sometimes I have 15 minutes. And when I have 15 minutes, it's harder to focus. It's harder to keep my mind quiet. And so then sometimes I will add into that a little help with like a meditation app. I love the app Headspace. It's free. You can use that one. And the VA actually has one called Mindfulness Coach that is really good. So check that one out. You might not have any revelations in this quiet time that you're having, but it gives your body the chance to rest and your mind to process things. Okay. I also have one other article I want to share with you quick on this one before I move away. Sharita Knobloch, our owner and commander, has a blog post that she wrote a while back. It's an oldie but a goodie. She calls it When Winter Seems to Last Forever. And she kind of talks you through steps to take you that you can take when you feel stuck. And it goes back to, you know, 1, break it into chunks. 2, find victories in every day, right? Find those little things that are wins in every day. 3, reach out for support and encouragement. We've already talked about that today. so important to not do this alone. 4, set a goal unrelated to your season. Maybe your season is a career season. So set a goal for your hobby or for a fitness goal and achieve it. Sometimes you just need a win somewhere, and it might be outside of the season that's sometimes dragging on longer than what you might like. And then 5, cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Oh, what a gift. If you write down 3 things a day that you're grateful for, it can change your perspective. There's also an app for that, and I'm trying to think. I think it's called Bliss. I've used that one in the past, and it sends me a little reminder at the same time every day. So I sit down and I write my three things that I'm grateful for, and it really can help change your perspective. I would like to add to Sharita's list, taking time to care for yourself, eat healthy, nourishing foods, and then incorporate a movement practice like walking or yoga. And then add some stillness into your life, like we've already talked about, just that meditating or just sitting still and being quiet without your phone. Because even when you're mindlessly scrolling, your mind is working. And so you just need to give your mind rest sometimes. These small little practices can add up to big, big, healthy change for you. So as I kind of close out here, winter, it doesn't mean simply resting and readying for your spring to come. And girlfriend, spring is around the corner. It's going to be glorious and a kaleidoscope of color bursting forth. Hang in there and keep that hope glowing inside. Carry it with you. Once again, this episode was brought to you by our show sponsor, Funkaway. A line of extreme odor eliminators. I'm going to lean that in so you can see the bottle and see the name, so you can recognize it on the shelf when you see it at the store. This is Funkaway is a line of extreme odor eliminators tough enough for the U.S. military. It's used in barracks and bases around the world. Funkaway can combat odors on gear, shoes, and uniforms. You can check out their extreme odor eliminators by visiting funkaway.com. I'm telling you, it works. I'm sniffing these. It works. It's so good. Okay. We encourage you to reach out to us here at Army Wife Network. Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. You can find us at Army Wife Network. And then I really want to encourage you. There's 2 things I want to encourage you. If you're not following us on Instagram, go follow us there. We have some really fun activities going on over the next couple of weeks. So you don't want to miss that. And then sign up for our newsletter, the Sit Rep. We have a huge prize pack, giveaway that we're working on. And so it's a really fun little activity, but you have to sign up for the Sit Rep in order to get that. The link is in the comments, so that way you can get the Sit Rep easily. So yeah, don't miss us on those spots, because we're everywhere. We want to engage. We want to educate. We want to encourage you. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is Jolene McNutt, your new 6th correspondent here at Army Wife Network, signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.